Once again, thank you, Mike and Kim. So glad to be along with you on this local radio station. We appreciate all the radio stations. I hope you appreciate your local radio station where they serve you with all the news and weather and entertainment and things like the good stuff. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go to visitvalentine.com. That's really all I should have to say is go to visitvalentine.com. And from there, you can take it and book a vacation at one of the 300 motel rooms, one of the Airbnbs in the area, hundreds of other camping spots, all kinds of that stuff. So, yeah, let's just do it that way. Go to visitvalentine.com and get your curiosity started, I guess, there.
Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News, too, as we're getting started today. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com. Check them out. You'll believe me when you do that.
You know, the boys of summer are back. Baseball is getting spring training in Florida and Arizona and wherever else they're at these days. And so we have a special thing from Jim Thompson today because he is the fanatic of baseball, I guess you might say.
Loves baseball, indeed.
So Jim sent us something, and we're going to let him do part of today's program.
On Facebook, from Cam Lind, and with his permission, this is called Boys of Summer. It's just about that time of the year. The State B basketball tournament will be over, and it'll be time for the Boys of Summer. Time to reach down in the left-hand bottom side of the dresser drawer and pull out the old first baseman's mitt. The one you put a ball inside and tied with a shoestring last fall. Grab the bat that you keep handy beside the end of the dresser, yes, the one you swung several times nearly every day in the cold and unheated bedroom of the old farmhouse. It sure did make you forget about the snow and cold outside. Take about 50 good rips of the old Ted Williams model and call me in the morning, the baseball doctor would say in my dreams. Today would be a good day to climb up into the haymow and stand up the old mattress that you laid down last fall after the World Series was over. You had to keep it flat so it would stand up straight when you unleashed your smoking fastball and sharp breaking curveball into it from a distance of about 30 feet. I'm sure I struck out thousands of helpless sluggers in the 1950s each spring as I tuned up the old soup bone. No limit on pitches in those days, just fire away with a couple hundred of your best and then go down and finish the chores, and later that night you head up to bed and dream of the teams that'll be at your mercy when you take the field in those glory days of basically unorganized youth baseball. Pick-up baseball with the local kids. No set number of games, innings, lineups, schedules, or rosters. Just kids being kids and playing the roles of their major league heroes. Ted, Stan, Duke, Mickey, Harmon, Big Clue, Rocky, Dizzy, Satch, Josh, Vinegar Bend, Rapid Robert, Camilo, Nuke, Campy, Richie, Whip, Country, Yogi, Dr. Strangelove, and the retired guys, Babe, the Iron Horse, Shoeless Joe, and so many more. Ah, the springtime dreams of a hopeful baseball player. Now batting, number four. It's called The Boys of Summer by Cam Lind, and with his permission, I'm Jim Thompson.
The original creator of The Good Stuff. Thank you, Jim. Guess what's coming up next week, Mike? That's right. So, of course, I have to have an Irish joke, right?
Sure.
All right. This is a classic. On vacation in Europe, Bob noticed a marble column in a church in Rome with a golden telephone on it. As a young priest pressed by, Bob asked who the telephone was for. The priest told him it was a direct line to heaven, and if he'd like to call, it would be $1,000. Bob was amazed, but declined the offer. Throughout Europe, Bob kept seeing the same golden telephone on a marble column. Each time he asked about it, and the answer was always the same, a direct line to heaven, and he could call for $1,000. Bob finished his tour of Europe with a stop in Ireland. He decided to attend Mass at a local village church. When he walked in the door, he noticed the golden telephone, but underneath it was a sign stating, direct line to heaven, 25 cents. Father, he said, I've been all over Europe, and in all the cathedrals I have visited, I've seen telephones exactly like this one, but the price is always $1,000. Why is this one only 25 cents? The priest smiled and said, son, you're in Ireland now. It's a local call.
Oh, I think Jim would like that one, too.
I do, too. I think he'd love it.
And we love the fact that you're listening to The Good Stuff.